I ended up in the stomach of the fish? What wrong I have done? Immediately. This is the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam. They don't blame anyone. They say, I am facing this situation because of my wrongdoing. I have broken the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he realized, I shouldn't leave my community before the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, there and there in the womb of the stomach, in the fish, he said this dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. That, O Allah, there is none worthy of worship but you alone, and you are very independent. You are pure, you are clean from any kind of blemish. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Indeed, definitely, I have done wrong. I have oppressed myself by disobeying your command. How dare I am to leave the community without your permission? Why should I come here? If I wouldn't come here, I wouldn't end in the stomach of the fish. So that was the regret expressed by Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Submission for his mistake in the womb, in the stomach of the fish. Immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the way for him to come out from difficulty. Wallahu yaqulu ba'daha. After this dua, immediately the ayat was revealed. Fastajabna lahu. We have accepted. As Allah Ta'ala say, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Make dua to me, beg to me, cry to me, I will respond. So when Yunus alayhi salam cried and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no one else over there in the deep of the ocean who could rescue him. No one even knew where he was. He was deep in the ocean. Only Allah knew. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can rescue him from that position? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he realized that this is only Allah can take care of me. So immediately Allah ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. That was a gham, that was a worry, that was a concern. He was going through. And because of the dua, because of that supplication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed him from that situation. And not only him, Allah is so merciful. This is only one incident to teach the lesson to the whole ummah till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because this ayat will be remain in the Holy Quran till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And any time, any person can open the Holy Quran and read this ayat and understand what is the message and meaning of this ayat. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We have responded immediately to Yunus alayhi salam. We did not destroy him, but we granted him najah, salvation, and outcome from the difficulty. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That is the mercy of Allah. Similarly, we are going to grant salvation to all the believers. This mercy was not only for Yunus alayhi salam. My mercy is very vast. Whoever will respond any time, any day, till the Yawmul Qiyamah, he turned to me and I will respond to him. I will protect him as I protected Yunus alayhi salam. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So this ayat will remain till the Yawmul Qiyamah. So my brothers and sisters, if we are going through any kind of difficulty, it cannot be bigger than Yunus alayhi salam's difficulty. Any kind of difficulty, whether it is health, whether it is a sickness, whether it is a poverty, or any kind of family problems, marital problems, it cannot be bigger than what Yunus alayhi salam went through in the stomach of the fish. It's lesser than that, obvious. So when Yunus alayhi salam got salvation, we can also get salvation. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, Ajibtu limanibtu liya bidurrin kaifa yaghfilu an qawl. A person who is going through or has been instructed by the dur, by the difficulty, Rabbi anni masaniya durr wa anta arhamur rahimin. This is the incident of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. We know because of the shaitan's challenge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him into the test. He said, no, your ayub is cannot make sabr. He said, okay, you want to see? Say yes. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know the story, fought him some kind of skin disease and whole body was suffering with the disease. In that situation, he said, Ya Allah, I am in trouble. Anni masaniya dur. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful. As I said, Hazrat Ibrahim Salam said, Veda maritu fawa yasfin. When I get sick, Allah is the only one who grant cure and shifa. Here also Ayub alayhi salam immediately turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and complained, I am weak, I cannot take it, I cannot bear it. Oh Allah, remove this difficulty. You are the only one who can remove this difficulty and make me cure, pure and clean. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu yakulu ba'daha fastajabna lahu. Allah Ta'ala said same word that we granted him salvation in Najat, وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرِّ. And we have removed whatever difficulty, hardship, trial he was facing. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has he snatched away all his children. All his children died. His wife was alone. And he lost his wealth and house and everything. To that extent, people put him away from the town. You are a very sick person. Your disease will spread to the town. Get out from the town. Humiliation. Right? He went through. He lost his wealth. He lost his children. He lost his house. Everything. He was alone there. Only his wife was next to him. And in this situation, he made dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him cure and shifa. Not only that, Allah granted him more children, more wealth, more animals and cattle what we had before. And because of the dua of Hazrat Ayub alayhi salam, وَمَعْهُمْ رَحْمَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And this is how we are going to do with those also who believe in me till the Yawmul Qiyamah. So if you are suffering from any kind of disease, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely if you are sincere, if you make dua with ikhlas, Allah is going to remove it. Allah is shafi ul amrad. Third incident, he said, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ ابْتُلِيَ بِخَوْفِ كَيْفَ يَغْفِلُ عَنْ قَوْلِ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ نِعْمَ الْمَكِيلِ. This is the incident of Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, when the Fir'aun and the army is facing and chasing them. So they were khawf, they were in dire condition. They were very afraid, they were very scared that the army of Fir'aun is going to kill us. At that moment, they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one to protect us and is sufficient from any kind of enemy and their mischievousness. وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ بَعْدَا. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They returned back with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa fadlin lam yamsasum su. Nothing happened to them. Fir'aun was destroyed, his whole army was destroyed. Bani Israel was protected and safe because of the tawakkul, because of the reliance on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the fourth incident, he said, Ajibtu liman ibtuliya bi makri nas. How many of us are facing the plain mischievousness of the people? Our own relatives sometimes trouble us, some kind of plan and kind of situation they create that we get trapped into it. Makrun nas. Kayf yaghfilu an qawlin. Whoever is facing this kind of situation, how he can forget the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Oh Allah, I am very weak. You are the only one have all the power. I am leaving my affairs in your hands. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Whatever is happening, going through my financial situation, marital situation, whatever, oh Allah, I am putting myself in your hands. These are my ahwal, and you know about it. Please make it, get me freedom from this kind of situation. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي اللَّهِ. When a person totally put himself in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and totally rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happened? Inna Allah basirum bil ibad. Allah is aware in seeing all the affairs of the people. Wallahu yaqulu ba'daha. What Allah Ta'ala says immediately after that? فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah has protected him for all those makr and all those mischievousness of the people. وَحَاكَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. After that, Rasulullah said, الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. The dua is the essence of the ibadah. That's why, my brothers and sisters, we have to make the habit. We don't have time today to raise the hand in front of Allah. Immediately we say, As-salamu alaykum, we run out. We don't have time to raise the hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have made this habit. Look at how much the entire life Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua. He made dua for each and every event. As I said, event of happiness, event of sadness, there is a particular dua, particular words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for each and every situation, for each and every condition. In Hajjatul Wada, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, after Salatul Zuhar, he raised his hand in Maidan Arafat for the Ummah. He made dua just like this, till the sunset. Sahaba said, these are hot days, and it was a time we calculated about 5.5 hours. Continuously, from Zuhar till sunset, Maidan Arafat. We can't even raise our hand for 2 minutes, 5 minutes. If Imam is making a little longer dua, we get fed up. Man, finish it, I have to go. You don't have to go, you stay in the masjid, I have to go back. So we get frustrated with this because we don't have habit of asking, begging to Allah subhanahu. 5.5 hours raising hand in front of Allah subhanahu for the ummah. Sahabi said he was in Tahajjud Salat repeating one ayah over and over again throughout the night. 8 hours, 10 hours of night. Reading one ayat, repeating. My brothers, we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us make little habit to make dua and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every condition and situation. Allah can remove all the obstacles from our daily life.